Let's head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you?
Thank you for your time. Congratulations on the big win at Bowling Green and that 42-35 come-from-behind victory. And after getting back to Kalamazoo and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Western Michigan Broncos.
Well, we played a great second half. You know, first half we were up and down. We shot ourselves in the foot a lot on offense and stalled, I think it was five drives. And we came out second half and played hard, got our run game going. John, our quarterback, had a much better second half than first half and, you know, got back in the game. You know, had a big first drive of the second half to cut it to seven and then, you know, and then outlasted them at the end.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester. What was the difference between the tale of two halves in this contest?
Well, I think the biggest thing was just shooting ourselves in the foot. We, you know, first half we had two missed throws that were should have been touchdowns, and you know we turned the ball over twice. We dropped a snap on a big third down that I thought we were going to get first, and then the one time we didn't, we just executed and went down and scored. That was our one touchdown in the first half. So second half we just kind of settled in and played better and. And give them credit. Their offense made some big plays. They got some big passes down the field and you know, scored a lot of points. And we had to score more, you know. And defense got the ball back to us a lot in the second half and allowed us to get a little momentum going.
Your Western Michigan Broncos riding a five-game winning streak. You've had to come from behind in the second half and all three of your conference wins this year. Obviously, it's giving you probably more gray hairs than you want, but talk about that resiliency of your football team.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of confidence, you know, and, you know, the biggest thing, you know, it's a 60-minute game. So, you know, whether we get the points in the first 5 minutes or the last 5 minutes, 60 minutes and 60 minutes. So, you know, we stay calm. We settled into making adjustments at halftime and putting ourselves in good positions, and the kids keep wearing them down and, you know, we got the run game going. Second half, first half it was okay. Second half, I felt like we were getting 5, 6, 7 yards a run as our O-line really led the way, and Bellamy led the way, and you know, we just keep fighting. You know, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't really matter when it happens, but we got to be better earlier, obviously, and not shoot ourselves in the foot. But you know, we've done really well in the second half so far this season.
This week's a big week, regardless of the records. Rivalry week with Central Michigan. What does this mean to you and the program? And not only is it big for the schools, but both coaches are alums from both schools and have lived it as a player and a coach.
Yeah, it's always the biggest week of the year. You know, the records don't matter. And you know, I know our record up there isn't very good. We haven't done very well in Mount Pleasant. So, and they came down here and took a game from us last year that we felt like we had in hand, and we didn't finish the game. And they give them credit. They came back and did a good job to win it. And so it's a big game. Our guys are fired up. It's the next game. You know, every game's a MAC championship game in our minds right now. And but they're good. I've been watching their defense a ton, obviously, and they're stout on defense. They fly around. They're physical. It's going to be a heck of a challenge.
Talk about the challenges Tommy Lazaro will present to your defense when you take a look at him on film.
Well, I mean, he's just a great player, you know, and so the biggest thing for us is just try, you know, the certain players that are going to have good games, you know, you just got to make sure they don't have huge games, you know. So every team has one or two of those guys that you just can't let them get where he's having his best game and making a huge impact on the game. You just try to hope to contain him more than control him and keep him under wraps and just make the day difficult for him.
And for you, for confidence in your squad, obviously having that balance offensively with having multiple playmakers at the running back position and a quarterback who's efficient with passing, as you get into the heart of the season and the cold weather and the months of October and November football, certainly gives you some confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, you need to be able to do both, and that's something we couldn't do last year. And you get down in a game, you got to be able to score fast, and I feel like we have multiple receivers and tight ends and obviously running backs and an O-line that can pass pro and run block. And We're going to have weather games. We're in the Midwest. It's late fall. And so, you know, whatever the game dictates, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, we've been efficient in both so far, and it's allowed us to be in games and pick and choose the whatever the defense wants to give us. It's hard to defend both. And, you know, we just got to get into a game and figure out what they're trying to take away so we can figure out how to attack them.
Well, Tim, congratulations on the win at Bowling Green. We'll let you get back to preparation for Central Michigan. Want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you, Tim, again, for Western Michigan coming off a 42-35 win over Bowling Green in that contest. Running back Levante Bellamy led with and Jamari Bogan combined the ground game for 199 of the 283 yards rushing with that combo. Jamari Bogan led with four touchdowns, and quarterback John Wasink, 22 passes on 37 attempts with 286 yards and two touchdowns. For Western Michigan, they will be at Central Michigan this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.